Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
All right, Dub Nation, it's Draymond Green. Tip-off is coming later today with the great Tim Roy. And then tune in to the Morning Roast tomorrow morning for the best Warriors coverage.
That's right, Draymond. Shout out to our friends at Flowing Water Plumbing and Drain. If we're going to call it to the roast, you better bring it today, because if you don't, you will be flushed. Brought to you by Flowing Water Plumbing and Drain. And we flushed BPA yesterday. Good to get him on a list. Who's next? Who's next? I'm ready for a bad take. This segment is sponsored by Go to State Lumber, serving the Bay Area for three generations.
I'm not doing anything crazy.
When you succeed, we succeed. Visit GoToStateLumber.com. Don't know if Jonathan Kaniga is going to play. We'll ask Sam Gordon that from the SF Chronicle at 9:20. We do have Mike Bassett coming up at 7:30. He's all over the Dallas Mavericks and the Texas Rangers. We can squeeze in a baseball question there. But Luka Kyrie in town today to take on the Golden State Warriors. Of course, Mike Bassett, 105.3 The Fan in Dallas, also does a lot of things with the Texas Rangers pre and post game. I think he may be calling some games. He may be on the side of the color analyst, but we're talking about the Giants before the break. And Tom Murphy, like, he brought up the catchers yesterday, Shasky. Kurt Casale, Chadwick Trump, who I completely forgot about.
Austin Wins,
forgot about him, who couldn't hit. I mean,
how could you forget about them?
I know, I couldn't forget. I haven't forgotten about them. Kurt Casale, Austin Wins, Chadwick Trump. Who else do it? Blake Sable.
They spent a whole year with Blake Sable, who couldn't play any defense.
We couldn't, and now we got Tom Murphy, who's an automatic out.
Well, I mean, he's got 200 hits in 9 years.
You can give Joey Bart a crack on this.
Well, that's
team.
What I'm saying.
You could just give him a sniff a month.
Who is knocking down your door that has to have Tom Murphy on their roster?
Nobody.
And not only that, he bats sixth yesterday.
Batting in front of Michael Conforto.
If you just watch the at bats, he's been one of the best players in terms of taking pitches, barreling up balls. He's been one of your best hitters this year. I don't get these lineups.
How much money is Tom Murphy? I'm not trying to pocket watch here, but Tom Murphy's making what? Maybe $1 million? Is he on a minimum contract? Man, what's Tom Murphy making? Let's focus up here, right? Langford, what's up, baby? Langford, how much is Tom Murphy making this year?
How much
is he making?
Wow. He got an 8.25 2-year contract.
So he's making $4 million per.
Wow.
Basically,
$4 million per catcher.
For a backup catcher. Michael Conforto's what, making $18
million? Yeah.
You're going to put your $4 million backup catcher?
Why?
You
got to have your. Do this.
$4 million backup catcher bat ahead of Michael Conforto, who's making $18 million, and is one of your better hitters.
He's never had more than 71 hits.
It just doesn't make sense to me.
And that was in 2019.
What am I missing here, Giants fans? 888-957-9570. I know we're only 5 games in, and I'm not freaking out about this.
No, but these are like...
But Tom Murphy's making $4 million per year as a backup catcher. And he's batting sixth ahead of Michael Conforto, who's making $18 million. He's already has 3 home runs, hitting the ball well. Hit the ball well last year before he started dealing with injuries. Well, and then you got Austin Slater batting second.
Well, I'm glad you're bringing this up because, so like, we all agree, Jung Hoo Lee right now has been one of the more impressive Giants. He's a big league ball player. Like, he's good.
Yeah.
Soler and Chapman, these are legitimate. Like, both guys have over 150 career home runs. These are legitimate players. So I love that. But Austin Slater in the two hole, and then you go to Lamont Wade as a pinch hitter. Combined, they have less home runs than Will Smith the last 2 years. And Will Smith bats, I don't know, for this team, he bats cleanup, but he's really not a traditional cleanup. James Outman last year was batting sixth. He had 25 jacks, the kid from Sarah.
Yeah, you know,
we're batting Tom Murphy,
you know, he's batting
200 hits in his career.
You know he's batting sixth for the Atlanta Braves? Michael Harris II, who's batting 438 right now, is one of their better prospects. You know who's batting second for the Braves? Ozzie Albies, who's batting 412 and went 2-for-4 yesterday and is an absolute stud.
Well, I look at it here and I'm like, thank God they got Soler. Thank God they got Chapman. Jung Hoo Lee, you know, we'll find out whether they overpaid or not, but he's a ball player. Like, I really like him. But your top dogs need to be at the top of the order. And right now, I just see too many at-bats from random guys. Like, they believe in Lamont Wade way more than any of us do. The Dodgers don't fear Lamont Wade Jr.
No.
At all.
Do we need to go through the numbers of 2021 in the NLDS when Yaz, Ruff, Wade, Flores, and there was somebody else who batted like, Alex Dickerson, who batted like a combined 5-for-76 in that series? Do we need to go down that route?
And I look at Austin Slater. He's been here 8 years. And this is all I'm going to say. Is like, when you've been mediocre for 8 years and you're a fringe guy and you're not even like a real everyday player, what are we doing? He has been a Giant longer than Will Clark? How? How?
That is unbelievable.
You want to hear a fun fact?
How?
You want to hear a fun fact, Shasky? It'll drive you crazy. Next year will be his 9th year on the Giants, which means he will be officially eligible to join the Wall of Fame someday.
No. I'm not trying to hate on it. Austin Slater's probably a really nice guy. How?
We're talking baseball here, folks, not personal shots. He's probably a nice guy. Probably is a great dude in the community.
He will be a Giant longer than Kevin Mitchell.
Yeah, that's how? Insane. That's insane. He's going to be a Giant longer than Jeff Kent?
It's a shame.
And I'm not trying to hate on the guy. Like, and even Yaz, we've seen this experiment. Yaz is a fourth outfielder, okay? So to me, Slater, Wade, yes. One can stick around. Bring up Matos. Well, let's see him play.
Now, maybe this is a thing. 209, Xfinity Bubble text line from the 209. I believe Bob is still learning the ins and outs of the team. I'm not surprised what's going on. Let's hope they figure it out soon. Well, there may be something to that 209, but I will say this. You spent 6 weeks in Arizona spring training.
I mean, you
kind of see these guys hitting. I don't know. 209, you may be onto something there. Maybe Bob is still trying to figure out what he can do with this lineup. But you did have 5 weeks of spring training. I mean,
when the lineup card was released yesterday, we had a group thread going, and I saw it was Jung Hoo Lee, Slater, Soler, Chapman, Flores, Murphy, Conforto, Estrada, Ahmed. That was the order from 1 to 9. What did all of us in the group thread say? That's a Farhan lineup.
Yeah. All day.
That has Farhan written all over it.
But maybe it's Bob Melvin. Let's put on it. Is this something, because you follow Bob Melvin, obviously you're the A's fan, and I feel really bad for you. They just sent down Ruiz yesterday. Ruiz batting over 400.
Roster politics.
Like,
don't get me started on David Forrest.
And they just sent Ruiz down saying, yeah, he needs to hit the ball more. It's like,
lipstick on a pig.
Yeah, I mean, it's criminal sorry, what's going on out there.
I really am.
But Bob Melvin, is this a move that Bob Melvin makes? Is this his doing? What do you believe the power structure is? What was the power structure in Oakland?
Well, it's interesting because, and you guys have been growing up in the Bay Area. It's been Billy Beane and everyone else.
Yeah. Right?
Like, he's the money ball guy. So, like, everyone says, oh, he prints out something. Uh-huh. He just hands him this. But with Bob Melvin, he did have some say and have some leeway when it came to riding guys come playoff time, stuff like that. You'd see Liam Hendricks, who was then the closer. He'd ride him for a couple innings, maybe when the analytics would say, hey, let's shift, do this, let's do that. So he did have free range to do it. Now, with Farhan Zaidi, I'm not sure the relationship there. It's very raw and fresh. Obviously, Farhan was with Bob in the early days. Now, I'm not sure. But he did have some free range to say, you know what, Billy, I think we should go in this direction. Now, it's interesting. Remember in that playoff one game in New York City?
Oh, they,
that was Billy Bean's call to do the opener there.
Liam Hendricks,
and
right?
They did that.
Was that Liam Hendricks?
That was Liam Hendricks, and it was bad, and they should have gone, Mike Fiers or whoever at the time. It just didn't work out. So I'm very interested to see, to your point, Bonte, how things progress with him and Farhan, because it's very early. We're not sure of their relationship.
And look, don't get it twisted. We're not we're just questioning the lineup. We're not complaining about it. And I get it. You're playing the Dodgers.
You're playing the Dodgers.
Legit.
They start. This is their lineup. This is who you have to contend at least the next couple years. Mookie Betts, Shohei Ohtani, Freddie Freeman, Will Smith, who just signed a $100 million deal, Max Muncy, who... Max Muncy's an afterthought. Let me give you his home runs. 35, 35, 12 in a COVID season, 36, 21 in a lost year, and 36 last year.
Damn.
And then James Outman, who came kind of out of nowhere last year and hit the scene. That's the top six players.
Well, then you didn't even bring up Teoscar Hernandez.
And Gavin Lux.
Teoscar Hernandez already has 4 home runs and 9 RBIs.
Yeah.
Teoscar Hernandez, you want to read his home run totals? 2018, 22 home runs. 2019, 28, 6 home runs. 2020, down year, 50 games, 60. Home runs. Oh, 2021. Let me just go ahead and jack up 32 home runs with 116 RBIs and 36 walks. Oh, 2022, 25 home runs. Seattle, 2023, pitcher friendly ballpark. I'm just going to go 26 home runs, 93 RBIs, 8 stolen bases. Teoscar Hernandez is an afterthought who signed a 1-year deal with the Dodgers. He's batting 6th for them, and he already has 4 jacks.
But like to me, there's this sense like, well, Farhan's great at working the back of the roster, and I've had a big issue. There's been too many redundant parts over the last 4 or 5 years. And again, it's early on, and we'll give it a month or whatever, but like right off the rip, you DFA Joey Bart. He could have been your emergency first baseman. Right. He's played first base at the big league level. Before Wilmer Flores gave it a go, you know, in pregame, they were going to start Tyler Fitzgerald at first, who had never played first base in his entire career in the minor leagues. Now, maybe he could pull it off. I don't know. But like to me, it's like, what? How did you go from 700 first basemen last year to not one? it's odd to me. And I look at Tyler Fitzgerald.
But again, I want to fix our tone a little bit here, because we do sound a little
panicked. Look at the Dodgers, and they feel very
but we knew that.
Dynastic.
It shouldn't be surprising. We knew that.
Well, it was telling on a day where you're starting a guy after starting Dalton Jeffries, then you start
Keaton Wynn didn't pitch bad. He gave up 3 runs in 5 innings. That's your 5 starter, if that. He's a spot starter.
It's the first week of the season.
Yeah, but I mean, Blake Snell's going to come back on Monday.
That's
Let's not freak out. So they're going to have Logan Webb, Kyle Harrison, Jordan Hicks, Blake Snell. And you could start, if Keaton Wynn's your 5th starter, I'm not mad at that. For right now, I'm not mad at that.
But
as a 5th starter, he walked one guy. He allowed 4 hits, gave up 3 runs in 5 innings, struck out 6. He gave up 3 runs. He kept the Giants in the game. It was a 3-1 game. Not really the bullpen. If we're going to panic about something, maybe it's the bullpen right now, because Rodgers gave up a run yesterday. Miller got tagged, right?
Miller's been out there the last couple of days. Yeah, I think he's a little tired.
He's maybe a little tired. Yeah. Nick Avila came in there, and he got tagged as well. I'm not going to panic yet. We're only 5 games in. But I am questioning the order of the lineup. I want to see a consistent lineup. Let's go. Let's stop. There's no need to manufacture and tinker and experiment right now. You have 5 weeks of spring training to do that. Let's go. It's go time.
So to your point about spring training, it's a point well taken. Spring training is not everything. Casey Schmidt batted like 400 last year in spring training and then hit the ground running early on, and then just the bottom fell out.
It's not so much about performance with spring training. It's more so about getting to know your guys.
No, I agree with that.
You know what I'm saying? But like, they didn't even bring Casey Schmidt up on a spring training.
I know, but to your point, Matos was one of the best players in spring training. Slater didn't play at all.
Yeah.
At all. He had the elbow injury. He didn't play at all. And then you're easing this guy back. Let's put him in the 2-hole. Come on. You know, I want to reward one of my young prospects when you're a team that hasn't had a lot of prospects. And I just look at it, I see where these things go. Like, Slater's going to get a ton of leeway here. And I don't think he's earned it. I think I want to see one of the young guys. You brought in Soler. You brought in Chapman. You have Conforto. You got a lot of veterans. We don't need an 8-year journeyman as one of the platoon guys.
I hear you.
Bring in one of the youngsters. Right. Flip-flop this lineup around and get Conforto higher up there. To your point, he is making $19 million. That's a great point.
Right. I mean, get him up in the order. But also, what are we going to do with Marco Luciano? How long until we wait on him? Because Tyler Fitzgerald, he's not in your long-term plans. And the Giants, I don't think their goal is to win the World Series.
I don't know. Maybe that is their goal.
It's to get in the playoffs.
But it's to get in the playoffs.
I would say it's to get in the playoffs.
But I also want to see, if you're not going to do anything with this young guy, then let me get a first baseman.
Well.
Let me go get some major league talent. Like, I watched Mike Trout hit a 473-foot home run yesterday. Oh, my God. Did you see where that landed? Now, his contract is, it's going to be tough to trade that contract, the team taking on that contract. But I need some dudes in the lineup. If you're serious, and we're serious, and we heard Flynn, and we kind of agree with him, like, yeah, let's go take on the Dodgers. Well, to go take on the Dodgers, you got to get rid of the butter knives. You need, you know what I'm saying? You got to get rid of the butter knives.
You're so
knives.
Right.
You got to get
You're so right.
You need some machetes out there. You know what I'm saying?
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.